earth, and sky.
The high places of icy Greenland set a new record in 2007 for snowmelt. Marco Tedesco is a research scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He said that at altitudes above 2,000 meters in Greenland, a little over a mile high, snow melted for up to 30 days longer than the 20-year average.
This is about 150% greater than the average.
Data from satellites indicated surface temperatures over the Greenland ice sheet were up to 4 to 6 degrees Celsius above average in 2007. And as Greenland melts, sea level continues to rise.
When the snow melts, you have two major factors. The first thing is, of course, melted snow produces liquid water that can directly flow at low elevation into the sea, so contributing directly to sea level rise, or it can percolate through the ice sheet and eventually lubricating the ice bedrock interface and accelerating the speed of glaciers flowing into the sea.
What's more, as fresher, brighter snow melts away, older, darker snow lies exposed, absorbing more sunlight and getting even warmer.
The most important thing is that we need to continue monitoring not only the Greenland ice sheet, but the whole Arctic.
Our thanks today to NASA in celebration of the International Polar Year. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.